The next case is case number 10,361, Mount Air Farms, a special use exception for a resource recovery plant. Where's that one at? Okay, gentlemen, this one was tabled at our last meeting to give all of the members, I hope, a chance to read through all the papers. Like we had, as you see here, what I've tried to get, there was 90-some pages and papers to go through.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, ma'am.
I know I'm out of order.
Yes, ma'am.
I am mostly responsible for bringing over 20 people here this evening regarding this issue. I would like off the record to have a comment or two, and that is all, not to hear 17 testimonies this evening, just to make a comment.
That's not permissible, ma'am. I'm sorry. The public hearing on this matter has been closed, as I advised at the very beginning of the meeting. There can be no more comments from the public on this matter.
Do you care that 27 people came tonight out of the city?
No, ma'am, I don't, because that's contrary to the rules. Now, either you all be seated and remain seated and quiet during the deliberations, or you'll be asked to leave the room.
I apologize.
Okay, ma'am.
Mr. Chairman,
yes.
Before we start, I'm going to be able to vote on this case because of conflict of interest.
Okay.
I have to step down.
All righty. Okay. Let the record show.
Mr. Chairman, as well, I have a possible conflict of interest, so I will not be voting.
Okay, then before we get started, we have two of the members. Let it be part of the record that Mr. Workman and Mr. Hudson will not be participating or voting in tonight and in the case this evening due to a possible conflict of interest. Okay. All right, gentlemen, thank you. So now we'll go on then. Lost my train of thought here. Now she got mad. Mount Air Farms a special use exception for the resource recovery plant. So let me see the notes that I had. Anyway, as I started to say, I hope the ones that then everybody did get a chance, because I asked that it to be tabled, as you well know, at the last meeting, because it's a big decision. We had this pack of papers. I did all this stuff to try to read, and I hope that everybody had the chance to take the chance. If not, if you all have, if we're ready, then we'll go ahead and discuss it. Everybody had the opportunity?
Yep.
Okay. I appreciate that. That's the reason why I did. So. Okay.
Get the discussion started.
Okay.
The request is for a special use exception in a heavy industrial zoning. We're talking about 800 acres. It's already used for a very similar purpose. And I believe the applicant has additional acreage across the street, so we're talking about a very large parcel. I think the applicant argued successfully that it would not have a adverse effect on the neighboring and adjacent properties. If we can, and then considering the opposition that was here, their primary concern was in regards to the water. Their drinking water for some time has been extremely high in nitrate content. And that's not from any additional use, but the existing use, as I understood it. They had the problem from the that stemmed all the way back to the previous owner.
Mm-hmm.
And since Mount Air bought the facility, they have voluntarily, had some time ago, had gone to each of those people that were having problems and installed water treatment systems in their homes, and also have been and continue to provide bottled water. who knows if the nitrate levels will drop even in those folks' lifetimes. I think it was proactive and done in good faith that Mount Air did address that issue and continues to. And in regards to the odor, there was, in my opinion, sufficient testimony that because of the requirements of the government and the devices that the applicant intends to install, that that odor would not be an issue. I believe it was 99.4% of scrubbed air, which I know that air quality issues have been a concern for quite some time, not just in this industry, but also in we've heard testimony for asphalt plants and those types of things. And to my knowledge, there hasn't been any issues because of the air scrubbing devices that have been installed and the requirements by the government.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think, again, that was a, from what I have gathered from all this information and the testimony, that the that was a minor and secondary concern of the opposition. And I think, I think the applicant has argued that and argued well that that won't have a adverse effect. I think as far as the water, if we wanted to maybe impose some stipulation that the future nitrate levels not increase,
mm-hmm.
or perhaps even decrease to some degree.
Decrease.
In order for this plant to, you know, to operate, then that, you know, can only have a positive impact on the environment. That's my opinion.
Okay. Mr. Mills? I mean, Mr. McCabe?
David John?
As far as, this goes forward as far as stipulations on it in regards to the nitrates and in the water and stuff?
You need to put some rules and governance on it.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
I don't have them written.
Right. Yeah, those are two issues. The two main issues was the water and the odor that the you know, the neighbors had also for that evening.
Yeah, the,
it was, you know, to them, and I.
The use of the property is such that there is an odor and will always be an odor because of the type of facility it is. It's existing. Hopefully the applicant would, in good faith and as a good neighbor in the future, install air scrubbing devices and improve the air quality in regards to odor for the existing plant. There's nothing that we can do about that. But again, I'm convinced that what they, you know, in, with all the technical data that was provided, testimony that we heard, no additional odor would result from the request.
Yeah, because on that odor, I addressed that, you know, on that, I read in here where they're going to install a.
As it is right now, the byproduct of the processes, otherwise known in some cases as rendering, I would think that as opposed to the way it's being handled right now,
mm-hmm.
and leaving that property and being carried throughout the county to other areas of the peninsula, that that would impose a greater adverse effect on the environment and public health and safety and all those good things than to deal with it right there. You know, it leaves there in many trucks every day.
76.
76 was it. So it does many, many things, in my opinion, to improve the situation as far as the environment's concerned. And the question to us is, again, does it substantially affect adversely the uses of neighboring and adjacent properties?
Mm-hmm.
Neighboring and adjacent, you know, they provided, in quite a bit of detail, they provided, you know, what was neighboring and close. Again, those folks that were here in opposition, they were the ones within a mile. In my opinion, that's neighboring and adjacent. So, I think the applicant proved through testimony and what it submitted that it will not adversely affect the uses of adversely of neighboring and adjacent properties. What about yourself, Mr. Chairman?
Mills, do you live within 4 miles of that
ma'am,
land?
Ma'am, please, you can't be speaking, ma'am. I'm going to have to ask you if you would please leave the room.
I better leave.
Yeah, I'm
it's terribly objectionable. It's been ill-advertised. It has been ill-presented and falsely advertised. I am very, very upset with this court or the Board of Assessment. I cannot leave you. Allow this to go on.
Mr. Chairman,
I think that...
This table is the next step. We're being misrepresented. I mean, we didn't do this.
What's the point in tabling it?
I mean, we didn't do this. I don't want to misrepresent.
You know,
I didn't do it.
First off, you know, as a board, we can't consider anything outside the public hearing. The public hearing was properly advertised.
To the best of our knowledge,
you know,
we didn't do it.
We had identical advertisement. We had identical advertisement for a exact plant in 1993. All the opposition showed up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it was really no different this time. Obviously, those folks that showed up, you know, read the advertisement. So, you know, what more can you do?
Excuse me. I addressed you all on one occasion.
Excuse me, too. I can't say either.
Anyone else who's going to have any kind of an outburst or wants anything to say, leave now. Because the next step's going to be to call the security guard, and if he has to take you out, there's a chance you're going to be arrested. Is everybody clear on that?
Okay, good. I'm sorry.
I think that... It was obvious that it was advertised properly. There's no question. You know, that's not concerning me. I mean, you know, if folks are in opposition to it, should we approve it? There's always the appeal process. So, but again, I think the applicant has proven that it won't affect adversely the uses of neighboring and adjacent properties. So when you're ready for a vote, I'm ready to, or a motion, I'm ready to give you one.
Mr. McCabe, how do you feel? You have anything else to add to it or any other questions? Or before I call for a vote, you have anything else you have to say or ready for a vote? Okay. excuse me. Okay.
That's your feeling?
My feeling is that on what was presented that night and the way it was presented that night, that being a resource recovery facility, that the applicant did present a good case and they presented well. And also, and I look at the gentleman and ladies and gentlemen that were here was in opposition, was the water and the odor and what they had done and what they would do of what was presented. And I'm basing that on that. I feel it was done good. Now, I know if I'm out of out of line, counsel, you can correct me, but what has come in after and calls as late as, you know, today and things after the fact, you know, it's hard to...
It would be against the law.
I can't do it. It wouldn't be fair to do that. It wouldn't be fair to the applicant or the people that was here the other evening, too. So the hearing, again, is over. But from what was done that night of the hearing we had, and after reading this stack of papers as well as every member has, I spent a week reading all this, and I'm sure the rest of you did. And I feel that it was done very well, and they tried. They put in, as far as odor, you addressed odor, I did, too. They're spending, you know, $1.5 million putting in a thing to do odor that's not even required. DENRAC has issued all of its permits. If every agency, federal and state, has issued it, what do you do? I feel, you know, that they've done it. The state was here, testified, you know, say the Delaware did. They put in stuff they didn't. DENRAC requested. They had a fellow that addressed nitrates. I would say if it was to be, that some type of stipulations be put on to the effect of the nitrates in order to decrease as much as they can, that they can be done. I don't know, not a blanket coverage, but, you know, some type of stipulations to address the concerns of the people that was here is the water. I think it was, you know, the applicants that was, the people that's here, that some, you know, they'd be given some type of relief, and that would do that through that. That's how I feel. But it was presented good. So,
I mean, you know, we could make a stipulation that is, as far as the nitrate levels, that they decrease, you know, 5% per year. I don't know if that's possible. They can always come back and you know, argue or suggest that or whatever.
They could come back and then prove that, you know, it'd be an ongoing thing, I'm sure.
They could say they couldn't do it and
they'd have to come back and present to us why they couldn't do it. Can we do something of that? With stipulations on it, so that they'd have to.
Well, you can put reasonable stipulations, but I don't know how you can stipulate that the company should somehow reduce the nitrates. I don't know that there was any testimony that was even possible.
Well, I would think that.
No. Well, I don't think. No, see, there wasn't. But I'm just trying to look out for the.
They certainly have control. They have control of the water going back on the property.
Right. 75%, now they stayed that night, 75% of that, the stuff that they take off, 75% of it's water. So that's going to be recycled and be put out on 1,200 some acres of ground, right? So the other 25% is going to be the dry product, either dog food or safety, it's going to go back out. So you don't have that much to be treated and then re-spray, because I did ask that question
or
myself
could,
that
or
night.
Or could we say, you know, that
got so out of the...
Could we say that... that the nitrate levels not the plant could operate as long as the nitrate levels didn't go any higher, and that there be a reevaluation in so many years to determine their efforts on reducing the nitrate level.
You can limit the, I mean, you can always put a time limit on the special use exception itself. Contingent on, you know, the water tests that are being done, you know, semi-annually.
Mm-hmm. But they have to be done every month, every six months or twice a year. They have to be done in most state and county places. They have to be done twice a year with the federal. They run away. They do them right now. They're doing for chloroform. And
sure, they test the water every day, but the state...
Oh, they test it every day. But I mean, we actually come in and take a sample, and I take it this morning up to the public health. Then you get to the state.
According to the data that was submitted, they're already, you know, they have DENRAC permits, and they're going to have a DENRAC permit.
Mm-hmm.
For the new operation, I mean, is there any reason you can't trust DENRAC to do your patrolling for you? I mean, obviously the county doesn't have people that are capable of going out and doing testing, but DENRAC is set up for that.
Yeah, there's state and federal agencies that do that.
I mean, according to the evidence,
you said they had, how was that in there?
Water is being treated in an existing plant according to an existing state permit. There's a number assigned to it, so I assume it's an existing valid permit. DENRAC will apparently review any modifications that are occasioned by this application.
Right.
And you know, you've tied your approvals to DENREC before. As long as they comply with DENREC standards and requirements, I'm not sure how you would police something more than what the state's going to already do.
Yeah, it said DENREC. It said any excess water generated from the protein reclamation will be treated in existing plants with the DENREC state permit. They already with existing state permit that they already have. Yeah, that's what you're reading from there. Then
yeah.
The other market. Yeah. So now DENREC's addressed that. DENREC's already issued them a state permit right now that they're using. So. And they got the thermal oxidizer.
Well,
state's
think,
not, DENREC didn't require that, but they required the water.
I think that we least restricted them to no higher than current nitrate levels. That would at least limit them to their overall production. Be it, you know, they have to cut back on
production
of processing and to accommodate this or whatever the case may be.
If the levels rise above,
yeah,
that would create any type. I don't need to create any type of a health hazard to anybody. Yeah, yeah. There's got to be some type of control. Yeah,
right.
Anything's going to create a health hazard. I'd like to see some type of
well, I'd say the
DENREC, put on a bit. Huh?
DENREC's probably taking care of the public health issue.
And it says here they aren't. They've issued them a permit, so I'm assuming we got to rely on that.
In fact, we did hear testimony that they're well within the limits from public health standards.
Right.
I would just, I think by stipulating that the nitrate levels don't exceed current levels, then that. It doesn't make the situation any worse.
Yeah, don't exceed the current state and federal water levels for nitrates.
Well, they can't do that.
Yeah, or something. Yeah, but even if we would put that, though they say they can't, but
if you say current levels, then that means that the requested use doesn't increase it, even though it may still be within safe levels.
Right. Basically, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. You don't want to increase it any at all if the new one's going to do it.
Right.
So
right.
The new one would have to be, and that'd be the same as the other one. We'd have to do it with.
Would that work for you?
Would that work? If you put some type of stipulations to it on there with it so they can't.
Any other stipulations that you.
Which we get, Ron, any stipulations you'd have in mind?
Other than what you said.
The two or three that we've had, okay.
And you feel the same way? Any other stipulation?
No, okay. The water was a main concern for the people, the people that shared that evening.
Right.
The turn lane, I went out there and looked at that and I read it in here, but they got a turn lane there. I mean, when Townsend used to be there, they used them. But everybody's was the water, the salt, the machines, and what they'd done, the wells, and they so stated, that they would try to meet with them.
Right.
Make sure that that group of people, had their. And health, the health and welfare, that was it.
Once again,
I'm okay.
Mr. Chairman, once again, I think this is the, it's within the proper zoning and the proper place, if you will, for this requested use. I think the applicant has proven substantially that the request won't substantially affect adversely uses of adjacent neighboring properties. So I make a motion that we approve case number 10,361 with the requirement that nitrate levels the operation would cease if nitrate levels exceeded current levels.
Okay. That all operations would cease if nitrate levels exceed the current their
output
current
levels.
Huh?
Output levels.
Okay. So I have a second to that motion. Okay. I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. McCabe. And we approve case number 10,361 with stipulations, one being that tonight, if the nitrate levels not to exceed the current levels, if so, then operations would cease their operations. Okay. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried by a vote of 3-2-2. Being unable to abstain from voting was Mr. Yeah, be three, because Mr. Hudson being unable to vote due to conflict of interest.
3-0.
Yep. Okay, the next one is case number